You're listening to the Raiders Podcast Network, your official home for all things silver and black.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Richard Seymour for enshrinement into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Seymour's high school principal, Titus Durin.
Thank you for that wonderful introduction and warm welcome to football heaven. And thank you, Pro Football Hall of Fame. I'm honored to be here. I'm overwhelmed today with humility. Not because what this moment says about me, but what this moment says about we and what we can do together. I'm overwhelmed today with gratitude because I didn't get here alone. None of us did. None of us could have. Class of 2022, they say you can judge a man by the company he keeps. I couldn't be among better company than you. It's a privilege to have my name bound forever with yours in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Thank you. Football may be what I do, but family is who I am. To my brilliant and beautiful bride, Tanya, my high school sweetheart and best friend, who saw the first snap of my career to the last. Thank you, sweetheart, for everything you've added to my life. I'm not standing here without you. I love you deeply. Thank you. Scripture teaches your riches are in your family. To our wonderful kids, RJ, Kayla, Kennedy, and London, you're my greatest joy. I believe in your gifts. Of everything I've accomplished, there's no greater honor than being your dad. Continue to make mom and me proud. We love you. Of course, to my mom, I wouldn't be here without you. Or without Dad, who I know is watching down on us in awe and admiration. It was 31 years ago to this month when you drove me to my first football tryout and I didn't even get out of the car. Mom, if I told you 3 decades later I'd be wearing a gold jacket, you'd have no reason to believe me. But you believed in me even when I didn't believe in myself. You taught me kindness and empathy. Dad taught me the value of hard work and discipline. He was my hero. Together, you and Dad instilled in me the most important thing in life. As a friend and teammate, as a husband and dad, as a man, is to stand for something, to live by your values, to lead by example, and most importantly, to keep God first. Thank you. Thank you, Mom and Dad, for your love and faith in us. This day, I'm gonna say it again, this day belongs to my family. Now, because of my family, I was well positioned for success as a young player at the University of Georgia. Hey, the national championship Bulldogs, I might add. We got any dogs in the house? All of them served me well in 2001 as I prepared for the NFL draft. Coming out of college, the experts say, hey, Richard, you'll be a top 10 pick. And I knew exactly where I wanted to play. Someplace warm. The Lord answered that prayer and sent me south of the Mass Pike. When the Patriots selected me 6th overall, it was one of the luckiest breaks of my life. For one, I found that my family's values were at the heart of the Patriots' values. I was fortunate to join a veteran team because I had a lot to learn. My first year, I went around carrying their pads and getting the Dunkin' Donuts for the guys. I felt like the intern, but I was happy to do it because in exchange, these generous men shared their experience and their wisdom. They taught me the nuances of the game. Willie Mack taught me to be a true professional, to really pay attention to the details. Rodney Harrison taught me what it actually meant to practice hard. OTIS taught me how to take care of my body, and Ty Law taught me how to find joy in the struggle. AP was my spiritual leader, and Vrabel was busy drawing up plays to get us open, which he's still doing to this day. And we had a young quarterback, but we made it work. Together, we were in constant pursuit of that edge. That edge, we called ourselves the Edgers. That edge was our culture. You see, we felt a sense of responsibility to each other, a sense of obligation. None of us wanted to be the person to let the team down, to let our brothers down, and that defined us. We never cared who got the accolades as long as we got the W. And that wouldn't have happened without one of the best owners in sports. RKK, I call him the Godfather. You may know him as Mr. Kraft, to the entire Kraft family. You showed us that being consistent in the little things added up to the big things, always with heart and humanity. You set forth the vision and earned success the right way. RKK, thank you for being a mentor and a dear friend. You too will grace this stage. Patriot Nation, we have another in Canton. Thank you. And of course, this wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for Coach Belichick. Coach, you're the best coach in the game. The lessons that I've learned from you set me up for success, not just in the game, but in life. Work hard. Be meticulous in your preparation, support your teammates, respect your opponents, and put the team first. Coach, thank you for everything you've taught me. And it's these values that put me in position to serve as captain during my next act, playing for another legendary owner and franchise. I grew up a huge Raider fan, so spending my last 4 years in Oakland, I see you over there. Spending my last 4 years in Oakland learning under the late, great Al Davis was an unexpected gift. Mr. Davis was a coach, commissioner, and Super Bowl champion. But above all else, he was a great leader because he welcomed and listened to every voice. It didn't matter if you were man, woman, black, white, gay, or straight. He believed that football was a game of values. And Mark Davis continues to serve as a beacon today, lighting that torch, because he knows it makes football better and it's the right thing to do. As the mantra goes, once a Raider. Thank you. Thank you. For the last 31 years, football, our game, has afforded me possibilities I never could have imagined. And with that privilege comes profound responsibility, the responsibility of stewardship, the responsibility to put others first, to take care of the details, to keep learning, to keep giving for the long-term strength of our game. Let us commit today and every day to be worthy stewards of our game and its values. In recognition of these values, with reverence for those who passed them to us, with faith in the generations to whom we pass them forward, I accept this honor, the greatest of my life. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Raiders Podcast Network. For all things silver and black, download the Raiders app and visit Raiders.com.